Hey Dito, do you know what time it is?
AT, it's that time where we're going to fill up another hard drive.
Ooh, 4 terabytes of goodness right there. So coming up in this episode of the Kita Anime Podcast, we learn a thing or two about the Ugaru. James from Team Rocket sets up shop across the street from McDonald's, and Titan on Titan action excites Mikasa. All that and more coming up. The recording's going, so I guess we should begin.
No, but we will anyways.
It's time for the Kita Anime Podcast with Dito and KT Data. The Kita Anime Podcast is brought to you by conventions. Anime Expo and Nerdtacular are here we come. What's going to happen when Dito and KT go to two different conventions at the same time? Keep an eye out on ktdata.net to find out. Hey everybody, welcome to the Kita Anime Podcast. I am KT Data.
I am Dito, guys.
And this is the podcast where it's pretty much like a book club, but instead of reading a boring book, you get to watch some interesting animes. So, Dito, how are you doing today, man? Aside from the technical problems that I want to punch Skype for.
God, those technical problems is just a pain.
Yeah.
So, for all you who actually use Skype for stuff like this, you probably know what we're talking about when it just wants to overlap your voice with whatever else is playing on one side. But aside from that, I am extremely tired.
Yeah. That and 100 plus degrees of temperature. Oh, man.
It's going to be hundreds for you for the rest of the week. I get to go to California where it's going to be 80.
I will be going up the canyon and it's only like 80 degrees over there. So I'll be okay.
Yeah, but you're only doing that for like a couple days.
It's the weekend. That's all I need. All right, if you guys have never seen the Kita Anime Podcast, the whole idea of this is we talk about two episodes each time we do an episode, and we do three animes. So there's three animes that we'll be covering today: interesting ones, exciting ones, and ones with horrible intros. So let's just get started with the one with the horrible intro, because I hate the intro. So
no, don't, damn it.
This is why I hate the... This is such... Like, how is this theme song supposed to get you amped for anything? Alright, our first anime is Ginga Kikotai Majestic Prince, and it's brought to you by Pit Crews. They come in all shapes and sizes, and they're just like family, except they fix your giant robots for you.
And give you lots of protein.
Yeah, alright. So last episode, Team Rabbits. They try to become the team in Team Rabbits. An assault on a base and it gets blown up. Plus, it's graduation day for our cadets. No more. Alright, so in this episode, we actually get to know a little bit more about the Zentrani. We finally get a name out of them. Their names are called the Lamata, or the Ugaru, as the humans call them. I still call them the Zentrani, because they are essentially Zentrani. You paint them this off-paste color and that's them.
Keep them because of their regular human size. Goodness. Like, yeah. Just, I saw Zentrani. It's like, I just want to go up there and just, like, slap stamps on Zentrani. Just bear with me.
Yeah. So, this is where it comes to have an interesting part right here. Is the question on the different cultures, like, in the Lamata, they tend to just, whatever's in front of them, they'll do it. If they want to do it, they'll do it. They take the Cartman approach to it. I'll do what I want. While they look at us as humans and think we have all these social obligations and whatnot that kind of hold back our full potential on there.
They're not actually wrong. Facebook is like the primary source of that.
Well, you know, I think it's two ways of doing it. Sometimes it's smart to take the safer way out. And other times, I don't know, you should just seize the day. But to me, what I think is more interesting is that the generals in Majestic Prince seem a little bit closer to the LaMonta way of thinking than the actual soldiers and stuff, if you think about it. Because you look at the general and stuff, they're like, attack, 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 but we're not ready. Attack anyways. How is that any different from the LaMonta way of thinking, other than that the LaMonta are vastly overpowered?
I find that it's really funny between the two is that they both have the same mentality, because like Gunther just barely got enough to pull a full-on attack and everything. But the real difference between the two is that on the human side, they have people. Now, on our Zentrani side, they have the technology to beat them. So it's really interesting in how these two somehow kind of balance each other out. They kind of find this neutral zone.
Yeah, and what's actually interesting is this is the... We've had a lot of character building in these episodes, but we still haven't seen the team come up. And this is kind of like their first big step as a full-fledged team after they've graduated and are now, you know, there's this massive offensive where pretty much the entire GDF army is going and attacking the Ugaru or the LaMonta or the Zentrani. Seriously, this show sucks with names. So we kind of get to know a little bit about our main characters, and they're having a hard time adjusting to the fact that they're not cadets anymore, you know, and it's real world stuff.
I think they actually have a harder time to be separate from each other.
But they hate each other, right?
Yeah, but remember, when they get their own rooms and everything, you know, they have their own attendant, their own room, but they don't want to be with each other, but at the same time, too, they don't want to be apart from each other either. Because they always hang out in the same room.
I'm just going to go randomly hang out in your room from now on. Even when you're not there.
That's...
In reality, I'm behind you right now and you just can't see me. I'm on the other side of the fridge.
Well, then if that's the case, then you have my cabinet.
Yeah. Don't look under that cape. Don't look under... No.
I'll be back, everybody.
All right. And then finally, this I've realized this, that just like the stupid theme song for the show, the show's actually pretty running at a very slow pace. We haven't really seen a full-fledged battle. We've seen Izuru go Super Saiyan on other people, and we've seen large explosions. But you really haven't seen, like, in the trenches, front line stuff blowing up and having to make those split second decisions in battle type things until now.
Well, here's the thing that we found that in this makes it make this show really getting going right now is because, you know, we had our team leader go off and fight their team.
He went to have his what I like to call the Amuro Ray versus Char fight battle. You know, everybody else is blowing up all around them, but they're busy off having their nice single one-on-one duel.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they like kind of just go off to this like dead space, what they call it, and there's like, I see your Schwartz is as big as mine, and they just kind of duel it. But because Red Leader is gone, past the leader, right? And all of a sudden, he becomes completely different.
Yeah, and the whole team actually becomes different because they all end up working together, actually. And that's what's crazy about it. His name is Asagi.
Asagi, that's
right.
That's
his name.
I'm gonna start calling him Usagi for now on, because,
Usagi?
You know.
Usagi?
Usagi for rabbits, for bunny. Because it's Team Bunny, now he's Asagi, so he's going to be Usagi.
Just like Uhura and Ahura.
No. No.
Uhura.
No.
No.
Because the difference is that one's a pilot, one's a fluffy little thing. Anyways, moving along.
Little bunny Uhura walking through the forest.
Send your emails to kita@kjdata.net.
Oh, all the hate mail that's coming. But yeah, so what's even more interesting is we finally see everybody kind of working as a team. And Izuru and the other dude, what's his name, Jaito, are just having this all-out duel. And what's interesting is that you see there are heavy, heavy losses on the GDF side. I have a feeling that general's going to get replaced soon, or hopefully he is, because I hate him so much.
He's going to get replaced like the team lead to Xbox One. Too soon?
Oh, but so I think that's going to happen. And at the end of this episode right here, though, Izuru is like looking at Jaito and she's like, he looks familiar. Maybe kind of like that girl that I ran into earlier. And my logic is, Dito, that somehow Jaito and that random girl that they met in the bubble pool are related. I'm just saying, you know. We'll take this to the Gundam Wing era. Why not? We're talking about giant robots. That she's the Relina Peacecraft to the Miliardo Peacecraft. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're more like shocked, in fact, alone that they looked human.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Those two are going to be related somehow, and then it's going to cause some internal strife, and then blah, 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 and then somebody's going to blow up in their Gundam.
And then there's going to be more Gundams. Then they're going to find a mountain to go house one. Then it's going to come out and it's going to have a laser. It's going to draw a line in the sand. Wait, wrong show.
What? This is not the Gigantor anime that we did our preview.
No, that was 00. That was 8th MSTMA I was describing there, actually.
Oh, but I'm kind of excited to see where this goes. But isn't Majestic Prince only 13 episodes? Or is it a full 24? Because they're going way slow if it's only a 13.
I think it's going to be a full 24. I mean, because the only show I see right now that's going to be a short one is going to be Mao.
The funny thing is, I swear I ask that question every single week we do the show.
Yeah, where's Sparky?
And we haven't figured this one out. That's what's the interesting thing is about it. But I'm excited to see what happens next on here. The team's finally working together, and you know, but it still seems a little hopeless for the humans, because
I look at the humans being, well, especially the general and everything. He has that mentality of image.
Actually,
and that's his problem.
You know what I've realized? Two of the three shows we're doing, it makes humans look pretty pathetic. Because Attack on Titan, humans are pretty pathetic too.
No, it's not that humans are pathetic, but we'll get to that one first. Actually, we should talk about more on demons.
Demons, yes. Demons are always fun. And well, there's humans in there, but they're half angels too.
Yes.
And our next anime is Hataraku Mao-sama, or The Devil is a Part-Timer, and it's brought to you by
Holy Vitamin Beta. We feel your spirit energy today, but try not to overdose.
What? I can't have six of them?
Well, technically, you're only supposed to have, like, one in the morning, one at night. You know, it's kind of like you're in the banana. You know, you don't want to double up on those.
Banana?
Banana, 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 banana. Anyways.
Alright.
In our last episode, we have received that Lucifer has created an attack on the city. Emmy and Mao end up beating Lucifer, of course. And we also find out Lucifer became a NEET.
NEET! Which stands for no education, no... What was the other E?
It was a not trained, or sorry, not educated, not trained.
Well, that's a T. Where's the other E? No income or something like that. I remember this.
I know we were talking about this before, since that was a Jitensha. Bicycle.
Bicycle. All right. So, but this is kind of interesting. They kind of brushed this over really quickly, if you didn't notice this. Because at the end of the last two episodes we talked about, the Demon King caught this girl that fell down the stairs of their apartment building. And then next thing you know, they're already back in their apartment and stuff. And we find out that a new neighbor has come in. Right?
Not just any neighbor, too. This neighbor goes by the name of Kamazaki Shihiro. She's a hoe. She's a no, sorry. And she comes bearing gifts. Not just any gifts. Gifts that actually I would love to have. Right, Keithy?
Well, and she's like in traditional kimono dress and everything. Komodo dragon dress, you know? Mother of all dragons and all that, you know.
No existing dragon.
So, like, yeah, she brings oodles and oodles of noodles.
Not just any noodles, but udon noodles.
Of course, you're in Japan. What else kind of noodles do you find in Japan?
A lot, actually. But because of her new moving in, and the landlady happened to tell him, like, if you have any questions or...
That landlady's just spent a lot of time in Hawaii, by the way.
Yes, and that landlady's really, really creepy, too. We'll get into that in a bit, but... The one thing about it I find so funny is that she just kind of like pawned off all the kind of responsibilities the landlady does onto Mao's apartment. And Mao's apartment starts to become very, very cluttered.
Yeah. We already got three sweaty guys living there.
Three guys on a six tatami mat floor. So that's pretty cluttered.
That doesn't help that Chi-chan and Amy always comes to visit every other day, I swear.
And now we added one more who starts to prepare food.
I wouldn't mind having a neighbor that would make me food all the time.
No, I wouldn't either. Especially this starts making you noodles. And oodles and oodles and noodles.
Yeah, but poor Ashiya, he's like totally under the weather for these two episodes. I feel bad for him. He's just like rolling there in agony.
Oh, man. How he feels or how he displays himself is about how I normally feel now with all this weather.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, though, is, Dito, when did this show become a harem anime?
Since this 7 and 8 episodes.
I did not expect that at all on this. Yeah, because I'm like, wait
here we have
this
Emmy.
Is familiar. Very familiar. What?
So now we have Emmy talking with Shizuno and... realizes that she kind of has a thing for Mao. So what do you do, KT, whenever you find your new neighbor about to hit on the demon lord?
Bento box!
Exactly. Not just any bento box. We're talking like, was it, they called it the New Year's bento box.
Yeah, it was massive.
Wait for it. Chi-chan had to wait for it too. So we have to be prepared ourselves to say that there was rice with a heart drawn in it.
Love. All in ketchup, I hope, I think, or something.
It's probably like seaweed and other stuff too when they make
it. I don't
know.
It looked really good. I would have just eaten the top layer. Did you see what she had cooked in there? It looked really good, all right? I wanted some.
Yeah, I was like going, I want someone. Is there anyone out there who want to cook bento boxes for us? You know, cook our lunches?
Yeah.
You can move right next door. I'll kick the neighbors out.
We got to record podcasts and stuff. We don't have time to cook.
I know. I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah. We're going to starve. That's what we're going to do.
Come on, guys. I'm living off of Slurpees here.
Oh, yeah. And it reminds me what's the word I'm thinking of? The mage. What is this, like, world dimensional phone call thing? She's like racking up charges. Are you kidding me? Seriously, I've come to this conclusion. No matter what world you're in or where you are, phone companies, they know how to take advantage of you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's like, and which is funny too, because they talk about how that idea link was able to like transcend to other humans, like no matter where they are, and all of a sudden phone charges starts going racking up, as they say.
How's the idea link free, but a phone call is like an arm and a leg?
Exactly. So what I want to find out to do is talk to the phone companies and see if we can actually contact some extraterrestrials if we're willing to, you know, pay the money.
I don't think I could afford it. It sounds expensive.
I think it might be worth it too. You know, if we can contact a demon lord and everything stuff that wants to work at McDonald's and, you know.
No, I want to find a demon king that has horns and extra meat.
And lots of plot.
Yeah. on there. But oh, and one last thing, I want some Baki now. I saw a box of Baki, and I'm like, I need Baki.
I'm now convinced that she's actually still on Earth.
She's like two doors over or something. Let's be honest. Everybody lives like within a 1 mile radius of each other.
Either 1 mile radius or within 1 to 2 train stops.
Yeah. So, and then what's another interesting thing is I love how the Demon King is so clueless on there. And how old do you think the Demon King is? I'm just, like, not physically, but
how old he registered himself?
Well, not how old he registered himself, like in years, because you can't quite take over the whole world of Entei Isla in like 2 days, right?
I don't know, to be honest. You know, if we had to put,
like, you think he'd be at least twice Chi-chan's age? If you put it in that context, doesn't it sound creepy that she has a crush on him?
Okay, so she's like what, 16? He would have to be, if we're talking about like human age and everything, he would probably be like maybe 21, 22.
Well, in his physical body, but I guarantee he's like lived more than 21 years.
Oh, he's probably lived hundreds of years, yeah. Easy.
So isn't that creepy that she's in love with an old guy?
For the fact alone that we have books and movies like Twilight, I don't think it's very that odd.
Twilight is odd, Dito.
It is, because
where in the world do you have werewolves and vampires fighting each other, and then a werewolf that falls in love with one of the vampires, but then he realizes he's not in love with them, he's in love with their kid that hasn't been born yet because they haven't been married yet, and all that crazy stuff. I can't even make that kind of stuff up, Dito.
No, it comes down to the fact alone that it's a choice between either necrophilia or bestiality.
Oh, but it's what's interesting is that Chi-chan finally confesses to the Demon King, and the Demon King's going like, what? Then she steals his
bike.
Oh, poor bike. That bike gets no love. It's like, it's been stolen, it's been shot at, and hasn't it been run over once or twice too?
No, it's been ridden a lot. It's been lent out. It's been stolen. It's been returned. It's been shot at. It's lost. It's gotten a flat tire. I mean, what else is this bike going to go through?
I know, for the poor bike. I mean, you know, I don't think they put no bikes were harmed in the production of this anime.
They better have. Because I'm going to start filing suit for that.
And then what's even interesting is now Kentucky Fried Chicken has now moved in across from the McDonald's on there. And I swear that the manager of that SFC is James from Team Rocket.
Yeah, so he finally got fired from Team Rocket, and he couldn't really find his place in the next show. So it's kind of like a Wreck-It Ralph where everyone has that hub in the power sure. cable. No, he just kind of
so
like
he's a Q-bert?
He's a Q-bert that just kind of wandered in there until one day there's someone just kind of said, you know, we like your hair. We need you to come over here to cast for this evil villain because, you know, we saw your stuff and we really, really like it. But at the same time, too, we need to make sure you'd be very flirtatious, though.
Yeah, I'm honestly waiting for his Pokemon to show up too, like Ekans, coughing.
it's gonna be Meowth. Meowth is gonna come up there and he's gonna.
I'm not sure I could chicken. Watch the rest of that anime if it did.
Oh come on, it will be fun.
Actually, maybe they'll have a reference to him by having one of those like statue cats that just wave back and forth with their hand. At the door, and it will look like Meowth.
Yeah, it's called Lucky Cat.
I'm just gonna do this for the rest of the show. You can run, and I'll just keep waving back and forth.
Oh god, I can see horrible things coming from this
animated GIF. but that's, you know, seriously threatening McRonald's, and you know, the Mal's manager told him that her colleague who failed to meet quotas got transferred to Greenland. And people might think, oh, but it's green in Greenland. Like, no, it's just a giant slab of ice. Pretty much. So I'm excited to see what kind of shenanigans. And my guess is, since it's a harem anime now, is Mal's going to, like, get all the girls to dress up in costumes in front of the McRonald and get people to show up to McRonald.
Yes.
That's like my prediction. This is my prediction right here. There's going to be fan service, and that's how they're going to save McDonald's.
Okay, so if we're going to have this too, that means that I wonder if they're going to do fan service too. I'm kind of going like, what are they going to do with Chi-Chan?
And beach episode! Oh, wait, did I say something?
We have yet to see that because, you know, what episode are we at?
We're at eight. 7 and 8. All our episodes are 7 and 8, which is kind of crazy.
That's true. So we have 4 or 5 episodes left. So we have to see either beach episode, hot spring, and or something equivalent.
Yep. Skimpy outfits galore. But you know what? Anime doesn't have any skimpy outfits. This next one right here. But they have epic intros. And our next anime is Attack on Titan or Shingeki no Kyojin. Shingeki. And it's brought to you by Ass, Gas, or Cash. No one 3D maneuvers without for free. Ooh, I butchered my own ad. Alright, so last episode, the graduates finally go into battle. We see a bit of Mikasa's past, and the Titans get late for school. All right, so I have to mention the Attack on Titan soundtrack. I was listening to it before the show. Freaking awesome. I gotta say, amazing. Every track feels epic and awesome and all great at the same time. Have you heard it, Dito?
I haven't.
Oh, it's awesome.
I haven't got it yet. I'm still waiting.
I'll have to play some for you after we finish the show. It's like every track is way cool. All right, so here we are in the midst of everybody trying to clear out past the second wall, which is Wall Rose, if I remember correctly. They're trying to get into the inner gates on there, and luckily all the citizens made it into the inner wall without any dying, and only people that are left now are pretty much the guards. They've just run into, if they haven't been killed, so there are survivors, which is good, but they might have been better off dead anyways, because most of them, their 3D maneuvering gear is now out of gas, and that's how they can do the crazy let's fly in the sky and swing off things.
No, that's, they need their gas to become Spider-Man with
hey,
blades.
Remember the ad, Dito. Just remember the ad. No one flies for free. So they do have extra gas, which is in storage where the support units were supposed to go out. You know how you see in all the war movies, there's always some kid that's running around passing out ammo and everything. So there's supposed to be a support unit that does that. But it happens to be the high up commanders, they ran, and then all the lower commanders or the lower minions, they got trapped in the HQ building, because all the Titans started swarming it. So they're kind of just stuck in this room. And I actually didn't understand that part for the longest time, because I'm like, why are they showing these guys hiding under a table?
Because, you know, tables repel Titans.
Yes.
You know? Did you get the memo? It had the TPS report on top of it.
Yeah, so, and it's interesting, because this is the episode where Mikasa finally finds out that Eren, he ate it. Well, he got eaten. He didn't really eat it, but yeah.
I am not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
And, you know, she's pretty much like, I'm done. I don't got a family anymore. I got nothing to lose. Let's go recklessly try to kill some Titans, right? Yeah?
Of course, you know, that's what we do.
That's therapy, right? Yes. Healthy therapy for everybody.
Yes. Screw you, Freud therapy. I'm just going to go attack a Titan.
But what's interesting, though, is that she has to be able to take over that garrison, because there's probably, you know, good like 10, 20 Titans on the outside, and there's more on the inside the garrison that they have to clear out. So, and there's only a handful of guards left, really. Most of them are kind of battle damaged now because of all the carnage around them. And they don't have any more gas. They're all running on fumes, literally, for gas. So they're, once they lose that, they're pretty much screwed, because these, remember, these Titans range anywhere from 3 feet to 20 feet. So without having the maneuvering gear, there's no way to take down those big ones unless you like climb a ladder and hope you don't get eaten on the ladder right there. So you think she could do it? Because I don't think there's anybody else that really could take command and inspire the troops.
Easy. She, I think Mikasa can do anything, you know? Maybe, she's like... who am I thinking of right now? Sorry, I just kind of like spaced the person I was thinking of, because it actually wasn't the right terminology.
Asuna in the first half of Sword Art Online, and not the useless half.
No, I was... in that case, then I think she's more like... Fear from C3.
Yeah, I can see that on there. So it's kind of interesting that she does rally them, but she's not the greatest leader or the greatest public speaker, and she kind of just runs off and everybody kind of runs after her in that kind of sense.
Well, it's, you know how they do, you know, motivate by action, and that's what she did.
I guess so. And what's even more interesting, though, is that at this point she's lost hope. All of her family, as she knows it, has been eaten by Titans and are dead. And her other family got brutally murdered by people, so she's got nothing left now. And it's the craziest thing. Right before she's going to get eaten by a Titan, another one comes in and smashes the other Titan's head in, and that somehow inspires her. And I'm going, what?
Yeah, I know. It's like, it comes out of nowhere, smacks another Titan, and you're just like, wait, what?
Yeah, and that inspires her, and I'm going, oh, Mikasa, you're really damaged goods. Really damaged. If that inspires you on there. But luckily, this other Titan seems to be attacking every other Titan and not the humans. So, guess who comes up with a plan, Dito? The most useless character in this anime so far.
Let's see. That sub-commander. I mean, Armin, right?
Yeah. Because, like, literally, he's kind of been useless this entire time. And now he's finally doing something, right? And he actually comes out with a plan. It's a crazy plan. I mean, because think about this, Dito. If I came up to you, Dito, I have this idea on how to get rid of our ant population. You know, and then the idea is there are a bunch of fire ants that like to fight all other ants. So let's lure all these fire ants to all these ant farm or these ant mounds that are all around our house, and we'll get rid of all the other ants.
I have a better idea, KT. Since there is a huge infestation to the brown squirrel in Europe, let's get the red squirrels to go over there and you know, deal with the problem.
Squirrel. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. Plus, we're still running on this gas shortage. I'm really wondering what kind of gas these things use. It's probably compressed air. Hopefully,
I bet it's natural. Oh,
you went there. I can't believe you went there. I was gonna say I need one of those 3D maneuvering gears to clean out my computers.
Now, the funny thing is, too, that there actually is a guy who made one.
I was looking for the name of the 3D maneuvering gears, and I Google searched it, and I found this cosplay website that are taking pre-orders. It looks pretty sweet.
Is it the one with the magnetic, the ones that shoot the magnetic little things?
I think so.
Yeah, because it has what, like, except, I think they said 20 feet. It's like 20 feet a shot on it.
Yeah, I just don't think that's going to be strong enough to hold a human being that wants to swing one building to building, unless you want to try it, Dito.
You know, actually, I would love to try that. The only real problem
until is gravity reminds you that you're its bitch.
No. Actually, it's because I'm also acrophobic, but it's not the... You know, it's not the height that bothers me. It's a sudden stop at the bottom.
No, yeah. See, gravity. It's like, hey, you can try to defy me all, but you're my bitch.
And that's the reason why we base up from space.
Yep. But so hopefully they can do it because they only have two working 3D maneuvering gears right now. Armin gave the rest of his gas to Mikasa after she wasted all of hers because she was like going light speed across town.
Light speed.
I can make the Tesla run in 20 parsecs.
1.21 gigawatts.
So it's really crazy that somehow this idea works. And then Armin gets another crazy idea on how to clear out the Titans that are in the building.
Oh, no, this isn't crazy. This is psychotic.
Yeah, and this actually explains a lot because they put this scene in the intro. To Attack on Titan, and I was wondering, when are these guys ever going to use a gun? Because you see that scene in the opening credits where they're in the elevator loft and they're shooting all around. I'm like, did they just make that for the opening, or is that actually some part from the actual anime? And apparently it is something from the anime.
Yeah, and it was a very interesting plan, too.
Yeah, let's shoot them in the eyes, blind them, and get them from behind.
I'm not even going to go there.
Hey, remember, one of the guys said there's another weak point that's not at the nape of their neck. Just shove your sword where the sun don't shine on a giant.
And that's a lot of places. Yep.
On there. But are you still excited about this? I'm kind of excited, but I don't know. They're running out of options, and it's still kind of depressing. There might be some hope for everybody in the next episode, but overall, I'm still like, man, we are screwed.
I'm thinking this is still like the tip of the iceberg. To be quite honest, I think this is still the tip of the iceberg because, you know, we did see that Titan attacking other Titans. So you never know because, you know, those abnormals. What if there are more of them?
I don't know.
That slight chance. What if you can tame one?
I don't know, man. I just still feel super, super depressed because people are still dying left and right. And now they've lost 2/3 of the land that they started out with in this anime. I just don't know. And there's still a lot more questions like what's with the armored and the Gigantor? Giants, because they seem to just appear and then disappear as quickly as they appear, and then the other giants seem to do the rest on there. It's like, what's with that, and why are they so freaking ugly, and why can't any of these giants wear pants?
No, not they're just so freaking ugly. It's the fact that why aren't their faces consistent?
I don't know. I'm still curious about the pants thing.
Well, since they have no genitalia, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Still, it looks awkward with their beer bellies hanging out.
Oh, what? You don't like to see their beer bellies just kind of chilling there like a Hank Hill?
What? Woo, bummer!
Yeah, because, you know, you never know. Like, maybe they'll switch to that. You know, they'll have like a, you know, propane.
Actually,
that's what
they're going to do. You're going to like, they're going to cut to the wall and there's going to be just a whole bunch of giants back on against the wall and they're just going to go, yep. Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then Mikasa's going to come out. Oh, you hillbilly crazy. You giants crazy. Why you going over there, huh?
Oh, if that happened, I would have lost all faith in anime altogether.
Titan of the Hill.
Attack on the Hill.
Oh, that's a mashup that needs to happen.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I think it does.
I think it doesn't.
But guess what, Dito? Look, where'd all the time go? Because that's all we have for this episode of the Kita Anime Podcast.
Well, it's probably good too because, you know, if
it's only 1:30 in the morning.
It's only 1:30 in the morning, and we did this early because since
technically this is early, Dito. Because normally we don't record. We're recording this on a Monday. Well, we started on a Monday instead of normally on Tuesday.
Yeah, because, you know, tomorrow we're going to be busy. Well, at least I'm going to be busy. Well,
yeah, so, but we're busy for a reason because Dito's headed out to California A for Anime Expo and meeting up with Sparky. You should get Sparky on camera.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I'm going to do a RAW with her.
Yeah.
And also, not to mention, you know, we have KT going to Nurtacular this weekend as well.
So,
and I'll check out for both our RAWs. I'm not sure if KT's going to do some, but I'll be doing some RAWs. I'll be posting them too. And on top of that, if there's any of you that's going to be at Anime Expo, you know, come track me down. It's not very hard to find me. Well, actually, it might be pretty hard to find me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you see a guy running around with a camera doing interviews, you know, come and poke me.
Yeah. Or if you find me at Nurtacular, I'll be there. Just come say hi to us. We're friendly. We don't bite. Sparky might, but we don't bite.
Yeah, I can't. No, I can't.
Sparky's innocent.
I cannot vouch anything of Sparky will do, but just expect the unexpected.
Yeah, and you guys should convince her to go out on a date. Just saying. Yes. Just saying.
Yeah, convince her to go on a date with KT. That is your goal, guys.
Doesn't necessarily have to be me. Just someone. Preferably someone.
No, it has to be KT.
It has to be me now?
It has to be you. Because
this rule changed.
Because you started this, so this is you're gonna have all to at least be the first.
All right, first, yeah, yeah. Like on YouTube, like on that YouTube comment, first.
So it comes down to this: one simply can't just ask Sparky out.
One must convince her and kidnap her and tie her up and then take her on a date.
We do not condone or endorse any of this, so please do not try this at home.
Yeah. Those are my ideas. Don't steal them.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
All right, Dito. You got any? Well, I doubt you're going to be posting anything soon, right?
Unfortunately, I have stuff to go, but I don't have anything to post right now just for the fact alone that, you know, I'm still trying to prepare for my trip.
All right, guys. So just keep an eye on ktdata.net on all our social networks, facebook.com/KTDataNet. Email, send us feedback. Kita@ktdata.net. On Twitter @KTData. Google+. Kita Anime Podcast. We'll be doing this live again in 2 weeks, July 16th. And make sure you go on over to ktdata.net/live for that. Dito, always a blast, man.
It always is.
Yep. So thanks for being here. And thanks you guys at home for being here too. So until 2 weeks from now, guys. Bye.
2 weeks. I'm gonna be back because I gotta poop.